Welcome to Farewell, Mr. Nice Guy. I am your host, MNG, and we have a Reddit greed today. And one of the things that I like about these Reddit greeds is that I like being able to talk to other fathers and kind of give them my perspective on things that are going on, maybe things that I would have never thought of, but have experience with dealing with, but just didn't think, you know, there was enough of the story to actually share to kind of get an episode out of it. So I am delighted to be able to talk to these guys. And you know, if anybody would like to try to get my advice or would like to send over an email, you know, you can always email us at farewellmrniceguy@gmail.com. if you got something that you want me to talk about, you got a question, how I beat the system, how I was able to get through the courthouse, and some of the strategies that I used, definitely hit us up. And we would love to hear from you, you know, talk about it. And, you know, I'll even do an episode just kind of giving you the individual information or advice on how to go about it. And just kind of just go from there, right? All right. So today, Reddit greed. So it goes like this. This is the title. It says, wife's mother to be in the living room when my wife is in labor and having our son. Okay, that's the title. That was the whole title. It's a long title. All right, so it goes like this. So is it wrong for me not to want my wife's mom to be in the delivery room when my wife is in labor and having our son? This is our first child and we're in our late 30s. Have been married for 10 years and believe this is a time and experience that we should be between us. Okay, this is a good one. I can pretty much discern a lot of information just from this one post, and we're kind of going to break it down a little bit. And I'm kind of tell you what my experience has been with this. So my experience with this is, you know, my son's mother, you know, she was in the delivery room when my son was born. And, you know, what we had to do during the time of the birth, and I don't know whether it was right or wrong, but while we were there, and we were young, we were in our early 20s. It's good. They wait till they late 30s. that's the perfect time to have kids. I'll be honest with you. You know, you kind of in your career and you kind of excelling and you're established. And then they've been married for 10 years, so they've been able to enjoy each other. So that's phenomenal. So one of the things I want to say is that my experience, her mother was there, and they had like requests for us to do. Like, we had to hold her legs up, you know. I guess I don't know what the hell my son was doing, but they were like, "Well, can you hold her legs up and stuff?" It was like, "Hold her legs up? What?" We held her hand, but I don't think her mom actually wanted to leave. I didn't have no problem with her being there, since we really wasn't together, so it really wasn't a special time for us, and I didn't have any say so in a situation. So she was there because she brought her to the hospital. So, and they left her in a room, so it was no big deal to the hospital. So they were just kind of like, okay, well, it's whatever. But so the first thing I would say is that it's your preference on whether or not y'all want her in the hospital or in the hospital room or not. It's your preference. I don't think that she should have an attitude with not being in there. Now, if she's just demanding and overstepping her bounds and her boundary, we don't really want you here. No, we want this to be, well, don't say it like that. Don't say, hey, we don't want you here. Don't say it like that. But say it like, hey, you know, this is a private time for me and my wife, and we just kind of just want this to be something that we experience together. It's nothing against you, but, you know, this is something that we want to be able to experience together. You know, now that's one approach. Now, I am of the firm believer that a support system is a great thing to have. Now, unless you just want this to just be a private matter, you know, let it be a private matter, and she has to understand. Now, in the event that she doesn't understand, then, you know, you're caught in what they would call a catch-22, because she wants to be in there, but y'all don't want her to be in there. Now, it could prove to be helpful to have her in there. I mean, she had know, your wife. So, you know, it may be beneficial for her to be in there to share some of that knowledge that she may have, you know, amongst, you know, all the other knowledge that is in there. So far as the perspective of professionalism. But other than that, if you don't run her in there, I can understand. Don't put her in there. Don't send her ass away. You know, I mean, matter of fact, y'all can even do it like this. When she going to labor, don't even tell her. Unless, you know, she's acting as a midwife or she's living with y'all during the term of the pregnancy. If she living in a whole nother household, I wouldn't even say nothing until the baby is born. That'd be my perspective. I mean, it's not even mean at that point. It's like, you're not going to overstep your bounds. You know, you're going to keep trying to overstep. Respect the boundary. Please respect the boundary. The more people respect the boundary, the better off they are. If they don't respect the boundary, then that's when you run into these issues with other parents, because then they start to get spiteful and become regretful. Oh, well, you ain't let me to be in a room. You know, I could have been the other help. I could be assistance. Yeah, but that's not what we wanted. That's not even what we asked for. That's not what we want from you. It's okay for us to want to be able to experience things without you. And I think that's what some parents kind of go wrong at. Now, I'll be honest, if my son in the next 10, 20 years decides to have kids, I'm going to tell him like this, like, listen, I don't want to be in a room. Don't have to be in a room. First of all, I don't even want to see all of that. I can sit out in the lobby. Matter of fact, call me. Them lobby chairs is a bitch. I don't even like sitting in them when I have to go to the damn doctor's office and have to wait because they're not comfortable. Call me when a baby is born. And I'm going to come down bearing gifts. I'm going to be 100% a great grandfather. I'm going to take him on the weekends and send his ass back Monday through Friday. Matter of fact, I may take him on Saturday. May take him one day. I know Saturday is a weekend, but I may just take him just for Saturday and then send his ass back or her ass back Saturday. You know, don't call me in the first 6 months talking about watching my kid. We're not doing all that. I'm just not doing it. Not watching the kid in the first 6 months. As a matter of fact, I'm not watching the kid in the first year, okay? 2 years. No, fuck that. The first 4 years, I'm not. Especially if I'm in retirement. Boy, you go get your life. I'm not doing that. Not at all. So I think it's a good conversation to have and just let her know, like, listen. Because it sounds like y'all getting to the end of the term and the baby is about to be born. And you just gotta have that conversation where, like, listen. And it's probably best that y'all have it together. Say, oh, we appreciate everything that you're doing and you really want to be there, but this is kind of like a private matter with me and, you know, my wife, and we just want to kind of have this experience to ourselves. And she has to understand. She has to understand. If she doesn't understand it, then I don't know what to say. Now, let's fast forward a little bit. Let's jump 20, 30 years down the line, and your kids have kids, and you want to be in the delivery room because, you know, people change over the years. You know, what if your wife want to be part of your son's birthing? Because let's be honest, the apple don't fall too far from the tree sometimes. So in that retrospect, what can end up happening is your wife maybe forgetting this whole incident because, you know, people memories aren't the best. And want to be in there with your son and their girlfriend, wife, or same-sex partner for adoption. And what if they tell you that they don't want you there? Like, let's look at the reversal. Would you be okay with that following your own philosophy? Because if you're not okay with following your own philosophy when it happens to you, then that could be a big issue. So that's another thing that you want to think about. That's another thing that you want to kind of play around in your head, because we want to look at the situation 360 degrees. Because if we're not looking at it all the way around, then, you know, it seems a little biased. It seems a little one-sided. Now, the other conversation you want to have is maybe you want to get her understanding, her perspective of why she wants to be in there. That's another thing too. Like, why does she want to be in there? Like, what is the importance? Is it like tradition? You know, was her mother at her birthing? And she's just trying to continue that tradition on. Or maybe she's just trying to be nosy or something like that. Maybe she just don't like you or trust you. I don't know. Maybe she has a fear that her daughter may, you know, God forbid that this happens, that she may die in, you know, the delivery room, and you know, she's not there. There's a lot of things at play and a lot of things that can happen in situations like this. And now, I can understand every mother being concerned. I can understand every mother wanting to be there and be present so that they can just monitor what happens. And sometimes it's just nothing that they can do. It's nothing that they can do. They just want to be in a room. Maybe they want to be in a room to fulfill a ritual. Maybe they want to be in a room so they can pray to make sure that the kid comes safely. There's a lot to it. I mean, I can't, I wouldn't understand why a mother would want to be in there. I couldn't understand it, but at the same time, how much of it do you want to deny to say, hey, no, I don't really want you in there. Like, get back. Like, it could be a big deal. It could not be a big deal. I guess it all depends on how you look at it. But that's a conversation that you need to have with that person, and just to get an understanding of why they want to do it. But then you also got to understand, like, going forward, if your kid was to have a kid, would you want to be in a delivery room with your son or your daughter? If y'all eventually have a daughter or another kid, would y'all want to be in the delivery room during that time? Because if you're comfortable with telling her mom that no, you can't be in there, and then if you look in the future, 30 or so years, your kid tell you the same thing, you can't be heartbroken because it's the same thing that you did essentially. So, you know, just kind of get the understanding that, you know, sometimes it pays its way forward. While you're doing what you're doing now, kind of pays its way forward. And then we got to make sure that both of y'all are in unison with this. Is this your decision? Is this your wife's decision? Like, whose idea is it for her not to be in there? Our hope is both y'all decision. Like, both y'all just had this conversation and said, hey, you know, it's a private moment for both of y'all, and that y'all don't want to do it, and it's your first child. Now, normally the first child is always the special one. And not special as in, like, you know, woo, special as in, like, this is the one that everybody's expecting. This is your first child. So, you know, people want to be a part of the first child. I don't know what it is. Like, everybody want to be part of the first child. Now, the first child is the one that's, you know, that's cherished and liked and gets all the attention and everything like that. Because especially if it's the only child. Especially if it's the only child. But, you know, being that first child, because I was a first child, and I've been, you know, cherished by certain family members, and, you know, I believe I was my grandmother's favorite kid. We had a very dynamic relationship. I say that to say, you really don't know why the mother wants to be there. And I think it is worth the conversation to determine why she wants to be in the room. It could, like I said before, it could be for traditional purposes. You know, her mother was probably at, you know, her birth thing. You know, when she birthed your wife, her mother was probably there, and so on and so forth and so forth. You know, maybe she just want to be nosy in a motherfucker. You could just have to get the fuck back, you know. Like I said, the best way to kind of have it is, like, don't even tell her. Just go to the hospital and then say, you know what, there wasn't enough time to call you. So the baby is here. Boom. Leave it at that. Or you could always tell the nurse. Another strategy is tell the nurse that the mother is not allowed in the room. And then the nurse would tell her and say, well, it's only for immediate family members. And that's the wife. I mean, that's the husband. So only the husband and wife can be in there. Or you could just tell, like, hey, the room capacity is only big enough for the hospital staff and one other person. Boom. There you go. That's your answer right there. Hospital staff and one other person. That way, the decision and the conversation doesn't fall on you. It becomes a quote-unquote hospital policy. And then she asked for the policy. Ain't nobody got time to be giving her the policy. So she could just go ahead and she can figure it out for herself and all that great jazz and shit. So that's the way that I would play it. I would just tell the hospital staff, like, before we get there, get the wife all set up, legs up and all that shit like that, epidural and shit, get her going, and then we'll call the mother. So the mother and the family start coming down, and we'll just tell the doctors and nurse, like, look, the mother wants to be in the delivery room, but let her know that she can't be in the delivery room because it is only only meant to have the hospital staff in there, as well as one other person, and that one other person is gonna be me. And then you could just leave it at that. Boom, clap your hands. Can I get a clap your hands? Can I get a clap your hands? That is the best. That's the best way. That's the best idea right there. That's what you should tell her. Yep, that's the best way to run it, because that takes y'all out of the equation at that point. And then it just becomes hospital policy, quote unquote, and she can't challenge it. And then there's no regret. There's no nothing against y'all. It's gonna be against the hospital. That's the best way to play it. Ooh, I just gave y'all the bomb advice, my dog. Now, the other question I have is, do y'all just have issues with her mom? So that's another thing that's not kind of stated in here that I'm kind of pulling. Like, is it just issues with her mom? Like, does her mom, like, overstep? Do her mom have a husband? Like, is her dad around? If she wouldn't be in the living room, it sounds like she ain't got nothing else better to do. So she just wants to be involved, heavily involved. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's a lot of things wrong with that. Let me take that back. There's a lot of things wrong with that if she doesn't understand the boundary. But then if y'all haven't set the boundary, then you kind of run into another issue all itself, because you're not doing the work in order to kind of keep them, to keep her at bay, to say, hey, here's the boundary. We need you to respect it. We need you to obey it. And if she's not doing that, then that's kind of where your issues are coming in, that is that she's not keeping to the boundary. So you have to establish that boundary of what you can do, what you will accept, and what you don't do. Okay? So what you can do is the things you could do when you don't really have to consult us. All right? The boundary is, don't even ask. We already told you what it is. Don't ask at all. It's not even up for discussion. This is what it is. Don't even bring it to the table again. It's tabled. It's been talked about. The decision has happened. The gavel has fallen. It has been recorded. It's on record. And it has been placed in a file. Boom. It's done. Done. And then what you can't do is just don't even think about it. Common sense should tell you that you shouldn't do that. And we shouldn't even have to have a conversation about it. We shouldn't even talk about it. I really wonder if both of y'all or one of y'all have issues with the mother. And that's kind of where I kind of double back to the question of whose idea is it for the mother not to be there? Because one of y'all, even though y'all both want to share this experience privately, it could be the mother overstepping her bounds, just going beyond the boundaries. And or one of y'all have an issue with the mother. It's one of the two. I can't really think about which one it is, but it's one of the two. That's kind of what I'm getting from this post, is that one of y'all have an issue with the mother. Y'all saying that y'all want to have this private moment to yourself, which lets me know that the mother doesn't give y'all privacy. Y'all kind of overstep their bounds at times. Then you have the daughter. The daughter may have an issue with the mother, her own mother, may have an issue with her, and it could be a rocky situation for some time, and, you know, she just kind of tolerates her mom because that's her mother. I mean, I think that some people, you know, may have issues with some things that their mom do or say or overstepping their boundaries, and they just kind of tolerate the things that they do, but not necessarily say anything about it. But then the mother and the husband could have a difficult, rocky relationship. And, you know, she may think that the husband's a buffoon. and maybe like, you know what, I'm going to be there for my daughter regardless of the case, no matter what. That's a possibility too. You know, there's a lot of things that you can kind of pull from this post because of what is being said and how it's being said. I understand that it's your first child. You don't want the mother in a delivery room. And it's your wife's mother at that. The fact that the post is, you know, talking about the wife's mother makes me feel that the husband has an issue with the mother. I think that's what I'm pulling from it. I think the husband had an issue with it, and he's convinced the wife that it'd be better for them to have the delivery room to themselves without the mother. And then I also believe that the mother oversteps her bounds and the husband don't like it, and the wife kind of lets it happen. That's kind of what I'm pulling when I post. I could be reaching, but that's the energy that I'm pulling from this post. I feel like this post is doing, it's not saying a lot, but because of how it's read, I'm pulling a lot of information out of this post. A lot of information out of this post. Even though it's not giving me too much of anything, but it's just the way, like, it's the way it's written. Because, like, even the title line is like, my wife's, it only said my wife, it's a wife's mom to be in the delivery room when my wife is in labor and having our son. So he doesn't even address her as mother. He's probably doing a distinguishment, but he's distinguishing that it's just his wife's mother, but he's not, it's the way it's written that kind of creates the division that he has from his wife's mother. That's what I'm pulling from that. And it's kind of interesting. I kind of want to know how the rest of this story plays out. I ain't gonna be honest with you. I'm a little nosy right now. You're like, I'm a little nosy. I want this guy to kind of do another post. I kind of want him to email me so I could be like, hey, what happened? Like, I'm kind of eager on, like, what happened next. But, you know, that's just me shooting the breeze, talking the shit. So, I don't know. I don't know what else I can tell this guy, but it seems like there's a little bit of drama here. It's not kumbaya. That's not what's here. Kumbaya is not what's in this conversation here. But nevertheless, I will leave you with that. This is Farewell, Mr. Nice Guy. I am your host, MNG. Don't forget to go ahead and send us a voice link. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Farewell MNG. That's the tag. You can also send us an email, give us a topic, we'll talk about it, provide the best advice we can give you. This is MNG. I'll see you on the next recording. Peace.
Thanks for joining us on this unfiltered journey with Farewell, Mr. Nice Guy. We hope today's conversation brought you fresh insights and a renewed embrace of authenticity. To keep the canon vibes flowing, hit the subscribe button for more thought-provoking episodes and share the podcast with your friends. As we wrap up, keep embracing your true self, navigating life's twists, and making connections truly count. Until next time, remember that your journey to authenticity and growth is one to cherish.